Starting off this afternoon, we've got music from two very fine trumpet players, Doc Cheatham and Nicholas Payton. They have a new album out on the Verve label, and we're going to listen to a track, a beautiful rendition of How Deep Is the Ocean. This and a whole lot more on this very special edition of In Transition.
I love you, I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lose you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Beautiful music from Nicholas Payton and Doc Cheatham from their self-titled album on the Verve label. We listened to How Deep is the Ocean. We're going to continue with some music from Tony Campisi, a fine sax player out of the United States, and his version of Eric Avenger's The Mother Song. This is from the album Ballads, Blues, and Bebop, again on the Heart Music label. And after that, we're going to listen to guitarist Fareed Haq and his version of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Deja Vu. And this is from Fareed's album entitled Deja Vu. And that's coming right up after Tony Campisi and The Mother Song.
Deutsches aus Ottawa, the weekly German show with your host, Oswin Lowern. Deutsches aus Ottawa is light musical entertainment with highlights from the event calendar, Fußball Bundesliga results, and interesting tidbits of useless information. That's the German show, Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m.
music from Fareed Haq with a song that was written and performed by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, a song called Deja Vu. When it comes to French horn players playing jazz, the name that comes to mind first, I guess, would be John Clark. And this individual has played with the likes of Gil Evans, George Russell, McCoy Tyner, Carla Bley, and Mike Gibbs. In fact, he's everyone's first call French horn player. And this young gentleman has an album out on the Postcards label. The name of the album is I Will, and it's a wonderful, wonderful recording featuring some beautiful originals from John Clark, as well as a wonderful version of Aragon, a composition from Sonny Rollins. And this next number, certainly one of my favorites, of this John Coltrane original entitled India. This is music from French hornist John Clark, and he's joined on this album. We've got Alex Foster on tenor and soprano sax. Ryo Kawasaki is on guitar, and listen to his beautiful guitar playing on this beautiful number. We've got Howard Johnson on bass clarinet, Mike Richmond's on bass, and Bob Stewart is on tuba, Dave Taylor on trombone and bass trombone on this next number. Some wonderful trumpet playing from Stanton Davis on this number as well. This is music from John Clark on the very rarely heard French horn with a lovely rendition of John Coltrane's India. Thank you. One of my favorite compositions of John Coltrane's. That was a song entitled India, and that was a song featured on John Clark's latest CD for the Postcards label. Name of the album, I Will, and what makes John Clark so unique is that he plays jazz French horn, and that's not a very common instrument in the world of jazz, mostly a classical musical instrument. At least most people would think so when they mention the French horn, but this album is just beautiful from track one to track 10. It was recorded in October of 1996, and again, it featured Ryo Kawasaki, who's been around the scene for quite a number of years on guitar. Howard Johnson was also on the album, Bruce Ditmus, Stanton Davis on some fine trumpet, Mike Richman on bass. And of course, you're listening to CHUO at 89.1 on your FM dial, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. And we're going to move along now to a beautiful example of Cat Anderson's playing here. This song is called The Prowling Cat, and it was recorded in San Francisco, September 23rd, 1965, and it features such musicians as Harry Carney, Jimmy Hamilton, Paul Gonzalez is on this this session, as well as Johnny Hodges, Russell Prokop, Lawrence Brown, and Louis Belson's on drums. So let's listen to The Prowling Cat, and right after that we'll listen to a composition called Charboy. It's a song, a beautiful song, written by the late Billy Strayhorn, and that recording was made in New York on May 13th, 1971. So let's start with this 1965 recording of The Prowling Cat.
The most exciting and thrilling music around. Keep your dial locked to CHUO 89.1 FM.
Thank you.
from the pen of Billy Strayhorn. That was a song entitled Charpoy, and before that from a song written by Cat Anderson and featuring some fine trumpet work from Cat. That was a song entitled The Prowling Cat, and he was one of the many featured artists in Duke Ellington's bands. And again, this recording is entitled Duke Ellington and His Orchestra 1965 to 1972, previously unissued performances from Duke Ellington's treasure chest. And the label is Music Masters, and if you want the serial number, it's 5041-2-C. And you should be able to pick this up in your favorite CD store. Here's some music from a very talented vocalist. Her name is Karen Blixt. Karen has a new album out. Actually, it's her debut album. It's entitled Spin This, and it features an incredible supporting cast of musicians. We have Joey DeFrancesco on Hammond B3 organ. He also shares the vocals on some of the tracks as well. Buddy Montgomery is on vibes. On piano, we have Russell Ferrante, and on percussion and drums, the great Alex Acuna. We're going to listen to a composition entitled Swingin' the Blues, and listen carefully to what Karen does with the lyric.
Every time blues be sadness, chase them away with gladness. Crying those blues will grieve you, swinging those blues will leave you. Really ain't nothing to it, swinging those blues will do it. Soon as I feel them coming, right away I start humming. Everything's free and easy, long as you're feeling breezy. Really ain't nothing to it, swing those blues will do it. When blues come round, don't be sad, just swing those blues. You'll be glad when blues can't cause you trouble. Well, there's a big go away man. Swing those blues, kick up your heels and bawl when they come to call. I'm really telling you all. Don't better not doubt the truth of what I'm saying. All you gotta do to lose your blues is keep swinging real good. Great discovery never made a big impression on the people who were drugged by the cat who really first stuck. Really ain't nothing to do with swinging the blues. I know the blues don't keep hanging around me. Don't try to hound me. I try to lose them plenty times, but I failed and they found me. What a relief, trying to follow what you have to do. Don't keep on playing the blues. Keep swinging the blues, and the blues will have to get away from you. You hear me talking, telling you the truth, baby. Better than what I'm talking about, really. I'm advising you, spread news by advising me to swing when blues. That's it, those blues are gonna split before you lose them. You gotta swing them, you let them get you. You're gonna sing them, you get to crying. They're gonna grieve you, you get to swinging. They're gonna leave you, so listen to me and try and do it. It's very easy, ain't nothing to it. I'm giving those blues a great big shout, swinging right through this crazy life I love. Come to call. Kick those heels. Ain't nothing to it. Just swing those blues. to go away mad. Swing those blues, can't come true. Here's the bow. Swing it!
This is 89.1 FM.
CHUO.
Your community station. Thank you.
was music from guitarist Isaiah Sharkey and the Family Tree, taken from his album Skyliner. We heard Moonlighting. And just before that, we heard music from vocalist Karen Blixt, a track taken from her latest recording entitled Spin This, and we heard her version of Swingin' the Blues. Well, here's music from a clarinetist from the United States. His name is John Paulson, and he's released an album. It's called Blues for Aaron, and we're going to listen to a composition here. It's a wonderful piece entitled Water Play. All the compositions on this album are written by John and feature some very, very nice arrangements. So let's listen to Water Play, and right after that we're going to follow it up with music from Franco D'Andrea, the Italian pianist, and his trio, including Giovanni Tommaso on bass and Roberto Gatto on drums. We're going to listen to an original from Franco's entitled Kickoff. Thank you. for the finest in community radio. This is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial.
Thank you.
One of Italy's finest pianists. That was Franco D'Andrea from an album on the Red Label out of Italy, and we heard Kickoff. And before that, we heard some music from John Paulson and Waterplay from his album Blues for Aaron.
Bye. Just like this is Sarah from Tegan and Sarah. I'm about to start a solo project because I've murdered Tegan. You heard it first on CHUO 89.1 FM.
We're going to start off first with a Canadian vocalist originally from Sudbury, Ontario. Her name is Brenda Carroll, and this is her debut CD. We're going to listen to her version of Bye Bye Blackbird.
Pack up all my care and woes. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me. Sugar is sweet and so is he. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here loves and understands me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Make the bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. Hand me down my care and woe. Here I go, singing low. Bye-bye, bye-bye.
My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO FM 89.1 on your FM dial. And we're going to hear now some music from a trumpet player. This gentleman is a wicked, wicked trumpet player. His name is Bobby Shue, and he released an album in 1995 entitled Tribute to the Masters. And we're going to listen to his version of Clifford Brown's great composition, Tiny Capers. This one features Steve Schmidt on piano, Jamie Abersol on alto and tenor sax, Tyrone Wheeler on bass, and Ed Soff is on drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was music from keyboardist Bill King from his album The Night Passage Years. And we just heard a composition written by Bill entitled Angelina. And some of the people on this album include Rick Holm on bass, Bill McPherson on tenor sax, Dave Young on bass as well, Pat LaBarbera on sax. Liberty Silver is on this album as well on vocals. And many other musicians round out this wonderful effort from this Canadian musician. And before that, we heard Bobby Shue from his album Tribute to the Masters and a composition of Clifford Brown's entitled Tiny Capers.
CHUO 89.1 FM.
We're going to listen now to a session guitarist who has been on the scene for many, many years. His name is Joe Beck, and he released an album in 1995 entitled Finger Painting. We're going to listen to a composition entitled Red Eye, and it features Bill Evans on sax and various woodwinds, Mark Egan on bass, and Danny Gottlieb on drums. And in case those names sound familiar, they were part of Pat Metheny's band when Pat Metheny was starting off just after he left Gary Burton's band. But Mark decided to go on his own and start his own label entitled Wavetone. He's based out of New York, and they've released several albums on that label, and this is certainly one of them. So here's Joe Beck with Red Eye.
Thank you.
That was music from Joe Beck with Red Eye. Well, it's time now for some Miles Davis, and this is one of the most loved requests that he always received when he played in concert during the 1960s, his version of Bye Bye Blackbird.
Thank you.
An interesting and much loved version of Miles Davis's Bye Bye Blackbird. And that was taken from one of his Columbia recordings. Fred Hirsch is up next with some music from his album Fred Hirsch in Amsterdam, live at the Bimhus. And we're going to hear a track called A Lark.
Thank you. I am Grotty Mutter, film enough. I let me check. Perfect, yeah. Digital 89.1, bring it on.
Thank you.
That was music from, in my opinion, legendary pianist Andrew Hill, who is battling lung cancer. And what I find amazing about him in continuing his struggle is that he's still able to record some valid music. And we just heard a fine example of that taken from his album Timelines on the Blue Note label. We heard a tune called Malachi. And just before that, some live music from Fred Hirsch and a track called A Lark. The final musician this afternoon we're going to play is Booker Irvin. Booker, born in Denison, Texas, October 31st, 1930, passed away July 31st, 1970. And he was an incredible musician, gifted. That is an understatement. After playing trombone and then taking up tenor during the service in the Air Force in the late 1940s, Irvin studied at Berkeley and then toured with Ernie Fields in 1955. He then worked in Dallas, Denver, and Pittsburgh until moving to New York in 1958, and it was there that he was recommended to Charlie Mingus, who employed him for several periods between 1958 and 64, and some of the recordings he made with Mingus are actually classics now. He also played with pianist Roland Hanna and Randy Weston during the 60s. He worked under his own name from 1960, included live gigs, and recorded in Europe during the 60s, and was performing again back in the USA at the time of his death from kidney disease. His father, Booker Irvin Sr., played alongside the great Buddy Tate, but Booker Jr.'s style is far removed from the bluesy mainstream playing identified with other Texas tenors. Though his tone is subject to similar inflections, it is not merely hot, but scalding, and his line and time feeling owe something to both Dexter Gordon and John Coltrane. And when I mean scalding, I mean scalding. The other night I was listening to Booker Irvin as I was putting the show together, and I just could not believe the dexterity and the stamina that this man had when he played sax. Well, let's get into some of his playing right now. And we're going to start off with a 1964 recording from his classic recording, The Blues Book. And here is One for Mort.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
We just heard some music from the great Booker Ervin with Stella by Starlight from his album Groovin' High, and before that, One for Mort from his album The Blues Book. I'm Randy McElligott, and I hope you enjoy the show this afternoon. I'll be back next week with another edition of In Transition. Have a great week. Bye for now.